You have to be inside the auditorium by 7. The meetings are not at 7:30, they're at 7 p.m. Tuesday night meetings. Okay.
Some general comments. If you need telephone numbers, please try information before you call any of our members. That probably 80-90% of the telephone numbers, even when people move, are listed with the operator. And their time is not as valuable as our time. Sometimes... to your house?
They call our home for telephone numbers.
That's absurd. Anyone, well, who here has called the parsonage for a number? There was a call received, Marcelo received a call yesterday. Who was this? And they wanted the number for the friendship, was that fellowship house, for the fellowship house. Who was that? There's to be no one, absolutely no one, calling that parsonage. There shouldn't be no one calling the parsonage trying to find out a number. That's not an information center. You can't call in there to check in and find out who you want to see or find out someone's number. There are over 300, 400 calls there a day, and they cannot be expected to answer the phone every second, and especially for something as nonsensical as an information for another number. From now on, you should call either information, which is 411, or call someone on this council if you're having difficulty finding someone's number. Now, is anyone here still smoking or drinking? And if you are... this is a reminder, we are having a Los Angeles meeting this weekend, and everyone is to go. And if any excuses about not having the car fare to go, that isn't a problem. And everyone that misses will be brought up on this floor and dealt with pretty severely, because this has been gone over time and time again. Even if you're working, let's say, on Friday night and we leave Friday night, we expect you to arrange for a carpool. Is that understood? Everyone should be in this coming meeting this weekend, in the Los Angeles meeting. Does anyone from the buses here know what time we're leaving Friday night? 6 o'clock, we'll be leaving. Well, you should be out here between 6 and 6:30, I'd say, to board the buses so we can get on our way to Los Angeles. Okay, thank you. It has been brought to the council's attention that Bunny Tally went to Los Angeles as a hostess. I saw her in the back. I see her right there. Bunny Tally went to Los Angeles as a hostess and did not report to work at Hacienda. Could you come up front, please? And while she's coming forward, no one is ever to miss work unless you are, well, almost deathly ill and have a very high fever. Even that doesn't really count, because you can usually get out of bed, you know, for something you want to do. And work is an extremely, you know, part of contributing to our major work here. You know, it's true. It's very, very important for all of us to maintain good work records, good attendance at jobs, and good job performance if we ever want to relocate elsewhere. So we expect everyone to be on the ball at job at a 10. Now, Bunny, what about this?
I checked with Lois before I went, and I have sick time coming from work to me. And this is what I took. I took my sick time, which I do get paid for taking. And I had to have this taken out by, this is August, by September when I started. And I talked to Lois today, and she didn't say anything about there being any trouble at work. I took it on sick leave. I have a notice from my doctor to go back to work on. But I went down Friday night as a hostess and was clear to do so. And then I went when the buses went back. And the only reason I went back was because Sylvia said she did need hostesses.
Okay, who's made this complaint?
I was because they were short two girls, and Mary Watherspoon said that Saturday night that Mary said that she didn't think she'd go to work the next day, and I didn't know that she had cleared it with Lois.
Well, then let's go through Lois. It's all right. I appreciate your surveillance. But let's go through Lois before we get this thing on the floor. We do have these emergencies where we're overextended, and bus crews have no alternatives. They just have no resource to draw from. So let us check out with her before we get a matter on the floor. Check with the person that's in the head. I might say that Marston and her contact today with some important officials. She has an ex officio, pretty important position given to her today, not any defined hours, but a position that can be of some immense resource to the family. She got some glowing reports on Hacienda's improvement at the state level, so that's good to know. That's the state level that she got this, so keep it up.
John Bellevue. Do you see Louise Schaefer?
Yeah. Is Louise Schaefer here?
Okay. About John Bedell.
Is John Bedell here? Is he outside in the grounds anywhere? Has anyone seen him?
Store, and he would probably have to work late because I was going to put him in a rest home, but he told me he'd probably have to work late because of this.
Okay. Well, that shoots this to the butter.
Well, no.
Hmm? What's this? Oh.
Yeah, right. Herman, the other night, John asked you to help him work, you know, clean up in the church. I think it was Saturday night. And then you went into the building and sat down at a table while the rest of the guys cleaned and ate a piece of pie. Is this true, this complaint? Herman, is this true? Come on forward, Herman. Okay, what I said was John Bedell asked you Saturday evening, I think it was Saturday evening, to help clean do some maintenance here. And you went out, got yourself a piece of pie from one of the concession stands, came back and sat down at a table, ate, right while they were working. Instead of giving them a hand, you sat down and ate a piece of pie. Is this what happened?
Yeah, I told them I had to take some people home too.
Why didn't you go about doing that then, instead of coming in, sitting down, eating a piece of pie after the brother had asked you to give him a hand?
Because they were ready to go in a few minutes.
Say what? I didn't hear you.
I said they were ready to go in a little while, in a few minutes.
Then you could have helped them for that few minutes that you were waiting for those folks to get ready or whatever they were doing. If they were getting their luggage off buses or something, you could have lent them a hand. That's all he asked you, was for a hand. Because he was short-staffed Saturday.
When is this occurrence?
Saturday evening after the meeting.
Brother, I want to tell you, bluntly, when you put the whole arm of the church out, all the praise and all the dancing and all the shouting, all the tears in the world, and I saw you crying last Saturday about gratitude over getting out of a mess, but all that means nothing to me whatsoever. When we're still in that mess and we got to fight that mess through, and we're going to fight it through as your family. John Bedell's one of my structural people, most important people here to get help me with the burden of maintenance. And you start this thing just hours out of your after having some difficulty. It makes me wonder. Because if it wasn't for your family right now, you'd be in a real spot, and you know it. It's the only thing you got working for you is the family, the legal counselors here. And then hours after, I'm not just speaking to you, Herman, I'm speaking to people in general. There ought to be evoked a spirit of gratitude that would prevail, last longer than just one moment. That you sit down and eat a piece of pie, you could have also helped him for that moment while you were waiting on those people. John Bedell's overworked.
And it's really difficult. I mean, you know, he stays here and slaves until, you know, 3, 4, 5 o'clock sometimes. You know, and it's just he and maybe, you know, one or two other brothers, Phil Blakey, and maybe one other brother that they can barely, you know, get to give him a hand.
He'll never leave. He never leaves unless I dismiss him. He'll sleep in a chair, and he was doing it 4 or 5 o'clock the other morning, and it's morning after morning after morning. And of course, everyone's had their share of difficulties. He has had his, but for months he's created no problems. Well, over a year he's created no problem. And he's shown a redemptiveness for his problem. And all he did was something that hurt himself. But what you did, man, was something else, even though it was hysteria. But when you took off like that in a car, that was my hesitancy for you to get a car in the first place, someone that had not driven so long. So you get a car and you go out and you don't more get in it, and you run over fences and cars and toys, and you could have killed somebody. And then you leave the scene. Well, I don't know what you know about law, but that's a serious business when you leave the scene. But we're not going to discuss that. I guess that isn't the proper thing. Probably you didn't really leave the scene, but in your mind there was irresponsibility, and your behavior irresponsibility.
And it seems as though this pattern is carrying through in your work. You want to elaborate on
that? Herman, at the hospital Sunday night, this Mexican man named Frank Bean that is working at the county hospital with you brought his daughter in, and he said to one of the nurses there at General Hospital, he says, there's a colored man at the county hospital, and he's the most lazy man I ever met in my life. He spends 3.5 hours in a row watching the ball game without stopping. He watched the ball game from 10:30 this morning until 1:30 this afternoon. He goes into a back room and he listens to the radio. He never does anything. He spot cleans, he spot sweeps. And he says, I'd really like to see him get fired. And
who said that?
This Frank Bean that is a janitor now at Mendocino County Hospital with Herman. He said that Herman watches TV for 3 hours of the ball game without stopping.
Do you watch a ball game?
On my lunch hour.
Where are you? Where are you in consciousness? You're interested in ball games here?
Brother, do you understand?
I like to be like I feel to be, a loving father. And the easier I am, the more of this I put up with.
Herman,
I don't want to have it exposed and pulled out inch by inch. Is this true, Herman, or is it not true?
Yes, it's true.
Why did you lie to me?
But I do my work. He was wrong about that.
Yes, well, why did you lie to him?
Because the lunch hour is not the only time you've ever done it. You knew you were lying to me. And I know it immediately. And I'm tired of letting you people get by with this lying because I'm just simply not interested in going into each of these little things and dig. But I know immediately when somebody lies to me. I may look at you and just look at you straight and let you lie. Or I may do just like I did then and say, I'm getting tired. You lie very nicely. You lie just very straightforwardly. You shook your head like you had been attacked unrighteously and unfairly. Lights.
Herman has even gone to the San Francisco Bay Area to ball games there, to the Giant Games, I believe it is, on the weekend, and paid money to go. You have two. And you came back and slept in my car and went to work from my car. You did too. Don't lie again. Herman, have you paid money to go to see the Giants play?
Yes, but I never went on the
weekend. No, it doesn't matter whether you went on the weekend or any other time. Did you go? That is the important thing. You're skirting around the issue again.
If you smoke a cigarette, it doesn't matter what road you smoked it on.
No, this is unnecessary. You don't have to teach Herman ethics. Or if you do, we've certainly been wasting our time. You know that whether it's a weekend or whether not, we've talked about the capitalism of ball games, the exploitation of blacks by sports clubs, the miserable revelations. I spent two or three sermons straight talking about the revelations of a former ball player, how they give them hypodermics that kill them. You get more energy out of them, make them muscular, but it finally kills them or makes them addicts. And they're all involved in these barbarous misuse by these organizations. And the homosexuality that was sadism, sadistic homosexuality encouraged by coaches, we all went in this. You would, if you of course, may have not heard it. I don't know. Some people don't hear anything that goes on in here. You sit here, but you don't hear it.
And also your chewing gum. Can we have everyone please listening when Father's talking and not reading the newspaper?
Who's
Thank
reading
you.
The newspaper?
Bernie.
Who's reading the newspaper?
Uncle Bernie. We're sitting there looking at the Sun Reporter.
Now you see, you don't like discipline. We don't like rules. Don't like counsel. People say the counsel's too aggravating. Because I'm the father and intend to love my children too much to indulgence, you've got to have a tough counsel. The counsel has to take an unloving role, or what it seems to be. Really, it is a loving role. Somebody's going to have to go. Somebody's going to have to take a walk.
I think so.
This place is getting in danger. Because everyone thinks that you can get by. I look out here and I see from every meeting, the issues I talk about from the meeting before facing me, the same issues facing me the next meeting. Because I think, maybe you think, that we won't separate from you. Well, you're not too high that we won't separate from you. You better listen closely. I wasn't that counsel last night, too, but there were lies told that counsel. Lies. Not facing reality. Trying to shift the gears. Pushing the responsibility on somebody else. So I had to become fully aware of what went on that council last night. I don't like to give people, a council, the power to throw somebody out when I'm not present. But I'm inclined to think I shall. If you make a bad decision, it can't be as bad as what we're into here. Because if you don't get the message of working with us, when I put the whole machinery of this church at your expense and run our attorneys right in for you and willing to risk our whole reputation, when I would never dream of leaving a scene of an accident, they'd have to drag me away from a scene of an accident. But you did this, and we went along with this and support you because you're one of our brothers. Nothing can be quoted from this room. Can't even discuss things with any sense anymore because it's not good sense to discuss this type of thing. And we deny anything's been said in the room anyway. We'll stand by each other. We're like the Jews. We'll stand by each other. Got nobody else to stand by. Anybody goes out and said he left the scene, I'd say you're a liar because I'll support the family. Because he'd never done it before. That's not the issue. You've never done it before. But just in days, a matter of days, and then we have a thing like this come up on you right after. If I had a family that had fought for me when I was alone, and I spent a good part of my life alone, I would have been eternally grateful to that family. And I'd have done anything I could to keep that family together. Some of you seem to do everything you can to tear that family up. Tear it up. I don't think you intentionally do it, but it's whether it's intentions or not, it amounts to the same thing. What do you have to say?
I see Herman moving around through the halls. He does move awful slowly, and the whole hospital is against him. I mean, all that I've heard talk. And when I came back from vacation, I told him that I took a plane and went to Ohio to visit my grandchildren. So as soon as I walk in after being gone 2 weeks, the head nurse on acute says, "Well, did you enjoy your trip to Mexico and Canada?" And I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "Well, didn't you go with Herman in the church?" And I said, "I don't know anything about it." I said, "I went to Ohio on the airplane." And I approached Herman, and I asked Herman before we went on the trip not to tell anybody where we were going.
Did you, Herman?
And he told one person.
Did you?
Said,
Herman, what do you have to say, Zippy?
What I want to say, see, I've been telling him about this ball game for a long, long time.
I asked her, I sent it to her.
He said, "I'm Zippy," and I'm Zippy.
I was about to make a decision, Harry, and you missed it all. I about made a decision, but I wanted to hear from her first.
So I said, "You know that Jim thinks about these ball games. You see, I said, you should quit going to the ball game." And then again, when he got this car, I wanted to tell him, "Don't go in unfamiliar places at night, since you just learned how to drive in the dark." And I wouldn't tell him because I know his head's hard, don't listen to nothing we say. I want to tell him when he got the car, but he would not listen to anything he said about it. And I've been asked for a long time about going to these ball games and about talking too much on top of that.
And just Saturday or Sunday, Herman took off at 1:30, and Jan Wilsey's mother told me that they were talking in the dining room about him and said that Herman's going to get fired.
Now, she's an Indian, so she's not against you.
No, she's for him.
Mm-hmm.
And
just
she holds,
there seems to be some number of Caucasians involved, but that's your blood relative there standing. She's black. So there's been an equal number here of all races represented with a very, very bad story here.
I didn't hear what they said, but she said that they said he's taking too much time off and that he told him he had to go to the International Airport and he had to leave at 1:30. And the janitor...
The International Airport.
And the janitor and the housekeeping department, which he's a part of, were all sitting in there, three or four of them, discussing and being fired. And also, you've been playing games with women, too, Herman. You've been flirting around with some gal from Los Angeles and one of the girls here, and then you tried to get me to go with you in your car the other day, and I thought it was friendship. When I realized what you were flirting around with me, you said you'd rather have me than anybody. I didn't want to go with you at all. Well, I think that if Archie Imes were here, he could verify that you did, and you're lying again.
What's that?
He says he didn't try to get me to go with him. He wanted me to go with him in his car, and he's lying again.
What's that about, man? What's that about? You were taking me where? What had you intended to do?
I can't answer this kind of stuff. I don't know.
Okay. Well, there have been some very, very serious charges made here, Herman. Very serious indeed.
Grace, read this and go get AJ. Okay.
Have you anything to say for yourself at this time?
Yes, I'm sorry. And it won't happen again.
No, I can assure you it won't happen again. I can assure you it won't happen again. None of this mess is going to happen again. You better be laying some plans as to where you would move if you are released from this church. Because if you deviate the slightest, Herman, you're gone.
That's right.
I won't even act on it.
That's right.
Now, my word's out there. They're going to do it.
That's right.
Oh, I know about his temper. I know that. Man, I expect you to cooperate with me. I've never been arrested. I've never been involved in anything illegal, and I give my life purely for socialism, and I want to keep my record clean. I don't like people running around, violating every kind of rule, then violating laws for their own ego. The only law I believe in breaking is what Martin Luther King said, a bad law. A bad law doesn't mean to misbehave on a road with an automobile. Those are good laws. They only ought to be tighter and harder than they are. Then we have your work habits. Those are good laws. We can show people we're good integrationists, that we're good socialists by how we work. You violated that. Your temper and your interplay, your sex play. There's nothing so threatening than a man who appears moderately dressed or moderately handsome, being black and large, flirting around on a job. You're messing us up there. Because evidently you had no need for women in marriage all your life. You got along very beautifully without women. Do you have the same problem that the other brothers have?
Yes.
What is that problem?
Homosexuality.
All right. Now, what are you risking so much?
What are you now involved in here, you know, project-wise?
Service committee.
What else? Yeah. And how many hours do you spend with the service committee working on the thing?
Well, I just started.
You just started it?
Yeah.
What else are you involved in, Herman?
Well, security.
Mm-hmm.
You used to come down here and helped so much with maintenance, and I'm looking back to that time. I'm fair. If anything, too fair. I'm riding on the years that we've known each other. I wrote on the years that I've known each other with a couple of other people this week. I'm getting kind of weary putting out anything but the truth. So, as I said, no matter how much it breaks my heart to do so, at the next hearing, I won't be present. I will step down from this office, and they will be this office. And I think you need to know that they know I'm loving, but they think that in some instances I'm a little too soft. So, you face them, not me. Now, I'll put it in the record, and that's it. So, brother, keep your nose clean. They're going to write this down, so that's my word. I will not be able to intervene. Do you realize what that means? You better improve your job. You better lay off wasting our money on racist spirits.
Amen.
You better find some, if you want some companionship, if there's any need in you at all, then you find it within this group. You don't find it outside.
Why don't you get a dog from Penny if you want some companionship? She has a lot of little puppies that need taken care of. Why don't you get an animal to take care of if you're looking for companionship? It'd be a lot more wholesome, a lot more real.
Whatever, you better not play any kind of sex games here to get us any trouble. I've had enough trouble because I'm saving myself to fight injustice. And I don't want to get drug in by these silly violations of good laws. I'd better get through everybody's head here. I will go down fighting against an unjust law. But it is just that you give an honest day's work for your pay. If you don't like it, quit. I'll go through channels and protest it.